Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow, and I'm glad you're with me today. I want to take a passage of Scripture out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. It says, "For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart." I want to talk to you about this idea of a letter of commendation. Stonewall Jackson, prior to his greatness in the Civil War, had to go to school. And the school he attended was West Point, as many of the officers of the Civil War attended. But to get into West Point, they had to have a letter of commendation from a state representative of some sort. And so he had written two or three times and finally was approved, and he was able to get his education there. But the idea of the commendation was the leadership at West Point would read the letter, acknowledge the authority, and they'd accept the applicant. So as we consider this idea of a letter of commendation and the text that we just read, I want you to consider this. As Christians, we are God's letters of commendation to the world, or at least we're supposed to be. That's the main concern, and that's what I want to talk to you about, being a letter of commendation, not condemnation. What a sad thing when a Christian is nowhere near in his testimony a Christian. You know, the unfortunate thing is we have a lot of people that can talk it, but they can't walk it. And we have to put feet to our faith. So let me share this with you. We should be commending the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to all those around us. People may not read your Bible, but they will read you. A true Christian has the Spirit of God abiding in him. Romans 8, 9, God is using the circumstances of your life, His Word, and His Spirit to authenticate His letter to the world with a message that Jesus saved you. We had a dear lady in our church that just lost a loved one, and a very grievous loss, but we know she's in heaven. And so we were talking about the will of God the other day in church, and this dear lady, I asked the question, to the congregation, I said, what are some areas in Scripture that you know are the clear will of God? And she raised her hand, and she said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, it'd be something if she hadn't went through a crisis and she shared that. It'd been different if everything was going well at home financially and she was not dealing with a great heartache. We would have heard her and we'd have said, yep, that's scriptural. But for her to say that, going through the burden and the loss that she was experiencing, it commended Christ. It commended the grace in her life. And so that's what I'm talking about here. So we can learn how God is writing this letter of commendation by understanding the tools that are necessary to form a letter. So let's consider some things. A pen is needed to write a letter. The apostles were the instruments God used to write the New Testament. They did not author the New Testament, they were just the pens God used to do his writing. Ink is necessary to write. Without ink, a pen is useless. We find that that God used the apostles and filled them with the ink of the Holy Ghost. Just as 2 Corinthians 3:3 states, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. You can have a pen and ink, but if you don't have something to write on, you won't have a letter. The Lord is writing a letter of grace on our hearts. An example of this is stated also in verse 3. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. If you want people to read Christ in your life, you will need to present your heart daily to God. A letter is written to be received and read. A letter should be legible. If you can't read the letter, then it has no use. Sometimes the Lord has to use an eraser in our lives because of sin. Sin and grace don't go together. A letter should be logical. A letter should have some order to it. You can expect the Lord to bring order to your life as you let Him write on you. He will order your marriage. He will order your finances. He will order your time, your scheduling. He will put order in your life in the things that you do. And in that order, you will find your relationship with Him is number one, and then your relationship with family, and so on. There will be order. And where there's order, the beautiful thing about that is there's peace, there's harmony. But we're talking about this letter. A letter is more apt to be read when it is personal. When we start caring about those around us, God's letter becomes more personal. The letter should reveal the writer. You know, Agatha Christie and Louis L'Amour have their own style. Somebody that's familiar with those two could pick up a book of theirs without reading the title or the author, and it wouldn't take long for them to figure out, oh, this is Agatha Christie, or, ah, this is Louis L'Amour, because they do have their own style. And so does the Lord Jesus Christ. When my wife and I first started dating, we actually lived a few hundred miles apart. We had met in college, but in the summer we had to go home, and it was awful. I didn't like being away from her. I thought she might get around some old boyfriend and forget me. She didn't. I got a letter from her shortly after I got home. Wow, it was great. She had sprayed her perfume on it, and it smelled just like her. She would send these letters every week, and I would show all my buddies. Actually, I would just let them smell the letters. You see, they had her signature and her style and the smell. I was more than happy to read them. God will make it clear who is doing the writing on your heart. When grace takes over in your life, people will see Jesus in your life. What do you want people to read when they see you? The reality is, you and I, in and of ourselves, cannot bring redemption to people. We cannot help people. But Christ in us, manifesting His grace through us, that's how hearts and lives are touched and changed. God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic week.